Welcome to the Esri and the Science of Wear podcast. Nottingham leaders are showing others that the future of city planning means collaborating around visualization technology and data analysis. As a result, the council has faster application review processes, better design results, and very cool 3D modeling, which the public loves. Nottingham is a city whose location has made it an important economic center dating back to the 6th century. Mick Dunn hasn't been there that long, but Nottingham has benefited from his more than 30 years' experience understanding how to use geospatial technology. He says digital twins are key.
It just allows us not to just act quicker, but in a more informed way and a more sustainable way. So we've been able to really maximize the potential of sites, the yields that sites might give, by being able to take consideration of that, you know, that third dimension.
Esri's John Lenihan hears how, by investing £1 in geospatial technology, Nottingham Planning Authority can expect to get back too in efficiency and money saved over 10 years.
Well, hi, Mick. Welcome to Esri and the Science Aware podcast.
Hi, John. Thank you for inviting me along today.
Absolutely. Mick, can you tell us how big Nottingham is and your role there in the community?
Yeah, Nottingham's a fairly relatively small urban city in the UK. It only covers an area of, say, 29 square miles and has a population of something like 330,000.
And what do you do at the city?
I've worked at the Nottingham City Council, so it's a local government organisation, for many years, something like 25 years. I've always worked in the geospatial industry across the private sector, academia, public sector, but most of this time I've been in local government at Nottingham. It's where I established and managed the Geographical Information Services team, and I've become increasingly interested and passionate about 3D geospatial. So whilst it's still in its infancy, I think 3D alongside AI is bringing about tremendous value to both local and national organizations. So recently I took the decision to focus my time, and so I undertook a role of business development specialist to understand and exploit and share the value of 3D to Nottingham City and other organizations.
You built a digital twin of the city that's the envy of other UK cities. But before we talk about how your team pulled off this feat, let's talk about the immediate return on investment that you've seen as a result. So one stat that I've seen is for every pound invested, a local planning authority can expect to get back approximately £2 in efficiency and money saved over 10 years. Can you kind of expand on that and the results you've seen from building out this digital twin?
Well, it's probably worth first saying that when Nottingham first considered the development of a 3D capability, I was very skeptical about the business value, but my opinion today compared to all those years ago is very different. So having operationalized the use of 3D across multiple business processes, this has given us the opportunity to establish evidence to demonstrate that 3D not only improves service delivery, but also generates quantifiable financial savings. The report that you mentioned has identified several quantifiable financial benefits. We've identified a benefits to cost ratio of 2-1, which really means for every £1 we've invested, we get £2 return in relation to the internal planning processes, which is a clear signal that quantifiable financial benefits do exceed or can exceed the investment cost. So the importance of the return on investment study has really been, first of all, to enable us to justify our own 3D activities, but also useful to support other organisations to make the financial case and to help drive the conversation across the wider geospatial industry. Alongside the support and engagement of our local architecture, engineering, construction community, the AEC industry, we've identified a benefits to cost ratio of 20-1. And I'm really delighted, really, how much positive feedback we've received around the report and the value other organizations are finding from it.
Were there any specific projects or initiatives that the city had that really helped drive the digital twin forward? Were there any kind of major projects undertaken by the city?
I suppose it's been a long journey, John. We started utilizing 3D maybe about 20 years ago. So roughly 5 years ago, we started to explore how we could utilize to make 3D more accessible and align with our existing geospatial management activities. There, we developed a number of lightweight 3D public applications. One was to show strategic development sites, which was taken by our senior management colleagues to an international property market event. And another application was to support a public engagement event about Nottingham cities. Nottingham has over 800 caves beneath the streets. And we created a 3D app that allowed people to visualize where these caves were located. We've also embedded 3D in an Esri story map as part of a consultation exercise. They were fairly basic, lightweight applications, but they were really well received. And it gave us more encouragement to keep pursuing the Esri 3D approach. And as awareness and interest grew amongst our planning colleagues, we increasingly utilized 3D to undertake visual impact assessments, as you mentioned, in relation to major planning developments occurring across our city. This is now a well-established and considered a business-critical part of the business process. And more recently, our urban design team have started using Esri Urban and 3D to help with site design and dynamically calculating sustainability metrics, such as population increases and parking requirements, energy demand, as part of the design process. And our work has attracted a lot of attention from central government and other public sector organizations, and we've managed to secure some funding, and we've used that to advance 3D to more public engagement activities, whether through 3D web or virtual reality, and even a 3D physical model.
Can you tell us the backstory of the Nottingham caves?
Nottingham was built on sandstone, and many years ago, well, many decades ago, or centuries ago even, people who lived in Nottingham started to carve out the ground beneath their feet to create these wonderful caves across our city. Some were used for storage, some were used for kind of nasty industries like tanning, all manner of things, even air raid shelters during the war. And today, a lot of them have been converted to things like bars, one as a skate room. There's musical events down there, but some of them are still privately owned as well. Because of the kind of cultural heritage of the caves in Nottingham, there was a week event, basically Cave Week, where there was various activities occurring in those caves. And to help with the promotion and publicity of that, we created, like I said, a lightweight public application using Experience Builder and 3D and 3D representations of the caves, so that members of the public could, you know, navigate the streets and understand what's beneath their feet. So yes, a rich heritage with caves.
So building out this digital twin for Nottingham, there's both an above ground and below ground aspect to understand what's below your feet as you're walking around kind of the surface streets, and what is accessible below ground, and how to navigate. Is that a fair kind of representation?
Yeah, we're trying to add to that as we go, you know, as we're always going along. We keep building on in terms of the information that we plug into that 3D environment. So at the moment, in terms of underground things, we're looking at including the geology, the strata, the underground assets, the utility assets, if possible. We put the district heating network, pipe network into that environment as well, and which buildings are connected to it.
So you hear a lot of about cities that are mapping their underground utilities. You have the added dynamic that you actually have tunnels and caves and a whole infrastructure down below that also facilitates after hours. That's amazing. Very interesting.
Very often we just think about what's above the surface, but it's really important that we give consideration to what's beneath our feet.
Yeah. So from the city's perspective, you built this digital twin, you've implemented this system. What benefits are they seeing? You know, what's notable to them in terms of changes or developments in the city that have really been partially a result of the work you've done building out this 3D model?
The things that the ROI, the return on investment report, picked up were the efficiency gains for our planners in terms of being able to make decisions more quickly. being able to make more informed decisions in terms of applications that are submitted or schemes that we are, you know, strategic developments in terms of what we might see on a particular site coming forward. It just allows us not to just act quicker, but in a more informed way and a more sustainable way. So we've been able to really maximize the potential of sites, the yields that sites might give by being able to take consideration of that, you know, that third dimension, which ordinarily you wouldn't see on a 2D plan.
Has it led to actual developments that they use on a day-to-day basis that helps them go about their business?
In a couple of ways. We've released a 3D public web application that actually gives members of the public and other developers as well access to what developments are occurring across the city. And this has received quite a lot of positive feedback in terms of transparency and also in terms of inward investment opportunities and attracting people to invest in Nottingham. But we've also used the 3D engagement assets to support public engagement activities. So these have included consultation on strategic planning documents with members of the public, and also educational activities such as inviting school children in to kind of learn more about planning and Nottingham's history, which has received a tremendous amount of support and positive feedback from school teachers and the students alike.
So you've said this kind of revitalization, you know, in the information you're providing out in terms of applications and data is drawing developers in. And, you know, it's the beauty of pushing out this information in 3D. It becomes a selling piece. Can you tell us a little more about that?
That's where the 3D public application comes into play. We call it the 3D investment app. So basically what this shows is not only the developments that have taken place, but it shows the story of how Nottingham is unfolding. So things that are maybe in the pipeline for development in terms of opportunity sites, things that have been approved in the planning process, that, you know, the planning pipeline, and things that are under construction. By visiting this application, you can get a single view into Nottingham and all the development activities that are taking place and also the opportunities that it presents.
Okay, that's great. People wanting, you know, organizations, AECs, developers wanting to engage in the city because you're helping kind of make it easier and providing this information to them.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the kind of initial touch point, you know, the attraction of the initial part of the investment and consideration. Yeah. And then as they submit the planning applications, that's where the efficiencies come in, not only for us, but also for them, because we've got 3D tools and we can make the decisions faster. It also has a good return for them.
One of the interesting partnerships you've developed is with the University of Nottingham. They've even gone as far as receiving a prestigious Geography and Government 2024 Award for Outstanding Innovation. This partnership and this project is called the Projection Augmented Relief Model, which is a mouthful, but short form PARM. And it's cited as modernizing city planning. Could you describe this partnership and the innovation behind this work?
I just think generally our collaborations, not only just with those in academia, but also the commercial sector and other public sector organizations have really been fundamental in helping us to transform our planning service. The PALM, yes, Projected Augmented Relief Model, is a bit of a mouthful. And what this is that we've taken the 3D digital data and created a citywide physical representation. And then what we do is we project geospatial information on top of that. So if you imagine a 3D physical base map, we then project any geospatial information that we like onto that map. So it's really engaging and allows us to project any information we like, whether it's planning, census information, transport information, and really start to tell stories about the history of the city, what the city looks like now, and what the future of the city might look like.
And I guess to visualize that, right, I think of some of those tabletop things you might see on a TV show or in the movies where you've got this digital model and people are standing around it and interacting with it. So it brings together the physical and the digital and creates a really natural environment for that collaboration and looking at alternatives, looking at decisions, and helping people think through place-based issues. Is that a fair way to kind of represent it?
It is. And it also helps people to understand information significantly better. This is one of the tests we did when we were evaluating that particular asset with school children. It allowed them to retain information. It's a wonderful asset for public engagement because it allows people to not only engage with the asset, but also engage with each other.
And if you're engaged, then you're actually trying to see and build the future. So having more of the community engaged is good for the city of Nottingham.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating story and fascinating history of Nottingham that, Mick, you've helped me understand. But I think the way you've represented it, both above and below ground, modeling out the caves and the city and the infrastructure in 3D is amazing. Really, thank you for sharing it today and with the audience. And it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for inviting me along today.
Thanks for listening to the Esri and the Science of Wear podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with a colleague.